Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carvin with your news briefing. Contact tracing is underway after a second case of monkeypox was confirmed in our state. WA Health says the returned overseas traveller is isolating and being closely monitored. The risk to the community is considered very low. The case is not linked to the previous case confirmed last week. Smoking is set to be banned at one of WA's prisons. Bandyup Women's Prison will be the first to introduce the change from October 31, with the ban to apply to inmates, staff, contractors and visitors. Corrective Services Commissioner Mike Reynolds hopes the pilot program will pave the way for smoking to be phased out at all our prisons.
Bandyup will be the first prison. It'll be a trial. It'll be able for us to test to ensure we've got everything in place, the correct supports. We're working with the Cancer Council, other organisations.
Good news for CBD businesses, with Perth leading the nation in office occupancy rates. Property Council figures out show an increase from 65% in June to 71% in July. Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis says it's a great result for the city.
In other capital cities, the return of office workers to work has stalled. In Perth, it's surging ahead. A huge vote of confidence in our city.
Major changes on the way for Perth's home of harness racing. The WA Trotting Association will ask members to vote on selling a 5.9 hectare section of Gloucester Park in East Perth. The sale would fund the creation of the Gloucester Theatre, a new facility for tourism, hospitality and community events overlooking the Swan. It would also secure the future of racing on the site. Fremantle's Sean Darcy admits he's been speaking with his mate Luke Jackson as the D's ruckman continues to weigh up a move back home here to Perth. The pair trained in the city over the off-season. Darcy says he's been in touch recently.
Oh, I've spoken to him how he's going. It's a pretty tough decision, things like that. He's a young fella. He's making a really big decision. So I just checked in mentally. I'm like, with everything going around, it's pretty tough when your name's in newspapers every day.
And midfielder Matt DeBoer has announced his retirement from AFL after 223 games with the Dockers and the Giants.